Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
We've got some great advertisers on our show this week, and by supporting them, you're helping us to continue to bring you awesome content for free. So please check them out. A huge thank you to our sponsors for this week. They are Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Store or Mercari.com. Jenny Craig, get $100 worth of free food and a free DNA kit when you head over to JennyCraig.com/Kim. And Dunkin. Check out Dunkin's new matcha latte. Be sure to check out this episode's notes for more information on our amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim.
Come on, Zach, do it, since Brielle thinks she's cool.
House of Kim.
Corey, go ahead. How do you think I say it?
Am I supposed to, like, mimic you?
Yeah, exactly. No, like, how do I say it?
Welcome to this episode of House of Kim.
Okay, well.
Okay.
What's up, everyone?
Well, how else should I say it, Brielle?
Hey, guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim with your host and star of two Bravo TV shows, Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Don't Be Tardy, coming back in July. This is Kim with your co-host, Croy Bierman. Take it away, honey. Period.
Okay.
That's a little too extra.
That is just extra, but extra. Okay. I appreciate the effort. Okay, you guys. So we have Being Brielle and back with Zach today because we're going to be discussing all things Post Malone concert, which...
All things drunk Kim, we mean.
Okay. This doesn't happen to me often. This was the worst I've ever been. I'm just warning you guys on this story. We're going to be talking about grocery stores and our friend at the CDC. Homeschooling at home.
How many times I've gone to the grocery store.
Yeah. But we talked a while back about how our gate was damaged. And
yes,
it's been raining for 63 straight days. 60
longer than that, actually.
I think it was like 76.
No, it's like,
it was 64.
Let's just say
like
110.
3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Let's just say 110. We're not even far off. Every single day. So they have not been able to work on the gate for literally like 3 straight months.
Remember, Brielle's drunk friend hit it on at homecoming, which is in October.
So
September.
We finally September. Got it repainted, rehung, re-leveled, and they were here today to put on the new operating arms so that it opens and closes on its own. And it had run like 3 times. And on the third time, I hear pop, and I turn around and the arm is on the ground.
It's a 15, each one of those gates are 1,500 pounds. So, I was so happy to see it, but it's shiny instead of matte, which is fine. I'm thankful it's back up. I agree, Brielle, be quiet.
It'll weather just fine. Relax. You got to get some rain on it. Rain and sun. Sun
then
fades.
It'll really
things.
Look shiny, okay? With
yeah.
some rain on it. Like,
I just
no.
think it's
no.
the whole
it's
gate. Cool,
but I let Croy do. I let Croy do whatever he wanted to do
it's
with the
fine.
Painter.
Well, anyways.
But the gate's
so
broke.
Excited. It was working, and then
well,
it only worked for
the
5 minutes.
Welding job that they did. I don't even think that's called welding. It looked like somebody super glued it. Yeah. So now our gate
he definitely needs to turn the heat up on his welder. But anyways, so it worked for 5 minutes and we're back to being broke again. So
we had a gate, you guys, from our builders, obviously with our home, that worked perfectly for 5 straight years, being opened a million times a day until our neighbor ran into it. And we've had nothing but problems. And I'm hoping we're turning over a new leaf here today when everything was put up. The arm, everything was all the, what do you call it? Remote controls for the cars. Yeah. Everything was just working great. for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then
you just gotta laugh.
I walked out.
Even saw some sunshine, point, you guys.
At this point, you just gotta laugh. I don't know.
I walked out the front door and Corey's like, it's not even working. It broke. And I'm like, I thought he was fucking with me because he knows that this gate has really pissed me off. He's like, no, seriously. And I see the arm on the ground and I'm like, this has got to be a sick joke. So did you make a resolution to lose weight this year? Have you been too busy to cook or meal prep to stay on track? Jenny Craig's simple program can save the day. Jenny Craig is an all-inclusive program with proven results that includes a personal coach for motivation and delicious food to help you reach your weight loss goals. With Jenny Craig's new program, My Rapid Results Powered by Science, you'll get a weight loss plan personalized to you and customized menus that tells you what to eat and when. You can lose up to 16 pounds in 4 weeks. This meal plan optimizes your metabolism with more calories when your metabolism is burning the most calories. This personalized weight loss plan is based on your DNA, so the plan is scientifically customized to you. You can find out which program is best for you based on 15 different genetic markers. The plan is simple and delicious, no cooking or prepping. All the food you need for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks is provided. If you like, you can add your vegetables, fruits, and dairy as well. You can pick up your food at a center or have it delivered right to your door. Can't get more convenient than that. If you're ready to see results and get the personalized motivation you need to reach your goals, you've got to try Jenny Craig. And for a limited time, listeners to my podcast can lose 16 pounds for $16 plus the cost of food. Plus, you'll get $100 in free food and a free weight loss DNA kit with a purchase when you go to jennycraig.com/Kim. That's jennycraig.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Anyways, you guys, listen.
Pray for our gate.
I'm sure you guys are also probably thinking, why are you gated in a gated community? And in case you guys forgot, I was broken into in my own driveway. So
when our neighbor hit the gate and we didn't have a gate for 5 weeks, somebody, two gentlemen, took it upon themselves to
steal my favorite purse.
We also have dogs. We also have kids.
Oh my God. Vale loves
and we're
to
also
run out
in the public
gate.
Eye.
Right. So
yeah, our neighbors are weird as hell too. So.
And what I love about this neighborhood is
that they're weird.
That they allow you to have a gate inside of a gate. I didn't even tell them about the neighbor I ran into at the baseball game that agrees the neighborhood's weird.
What neighbor?
I'm not saying.
Oh.
But anyways, she said this neighborhood's weird.
Move on. I just thought it was so funny that it only worked for 3 minutes.
I'm trying to talk about the neighbor that said this fucking neighborhood's weird.
Oh, no, I was talking to Brio.
Oh. Anyways, so you guys, real quick, Tracy had warned us that this whole coronavirus thing was going to run rampant, right? She warned us. So we went to the grocery store. What?
Tracy?
Yes. She called her friend at the CDC.
Tracy warned us.
I don't know what you're trying to clear your throat
for. How about
for.
This guy right here warned us, and nobody wanted to believe Dad. Brielle over there is like, this is nothing.
Because Dad is crazy.
Yeah, right.
And he went into
Dad's mode. He usually thinks nothing's going on. Like, my contractions with the twins were 2 minutes apart. He's like, I think we're good.
A week before Tracy even said anything, I was saying, dude, this is
Hold
about
on.
To be bad.
You guys, literally 2 minutes apart, my contractions were with the twins at like 32 weeks. I finally called the OBGYN. He's like, get to the hospital now. Croy tore his Achilles, so he couldn't use his right foot. He drove to the hospital an hour away with his left foot. And they had to stop my labor 3 times with my twins. And I believed, Corey, that I was going to be fine. Like a dumbass.
You were fine.
I was fine. Yeah, thank God.
You were fine.
But he said, this is the last time we can give you this shot. Right. And if not, we're having babies tonight. Right. And it was like, God, please don't do this to me.
But I knew you were
But had
be fine.
I gotten there sooner, I probably wouldn't have had to have the medicine 3 times, which isn't fun. So anyways, so Corey thinks everything's always going to be fine. But I will tell you that Tracy knows somebody at the CDC. She reached out to her, put her on speaker, and we all had a million questions. And she did say that this is about to get nuts, you guys. You know, when you go to the grocery store, stock up a little bit. Nothing crazy.
Zach and I went to the grocery store. We were told to pick up just milk, eggs, bread. When I tell you, we got there at 9:30 and Publix closes at 10, and we probably didn't leave there till 10:30 because of how many people were in there.
You guys, this is before Georgia ever really was notified that this was gonna hit hard.
And I got there and all the bread's gone, all the milk's gone,
the eggs, toilet paper,
all that was left really was Bounty paper towels. And it's like, people, if you're out of toilet paper, you could at least wipe your ass with some paper towels and put them in the trash can, can't you?
Yeah, no.
I had to make Ariana, who was in the car waiting for them to come out, leave and go to Walmart to get my cream.
Which they were slam-packed to.
And there was only two left, and she had to go to another Walmart to get juice boxes for the kids, and that's what I take my medicine, blood thinners, thyroid in the morning with.
Something I can't understand, though, is there's a Target in between both Walmarts and why she didn't stop there, and a Kroger.
We hate Kroger.
I don't know, but Anyway,
for no specific reason.
I just want you guys to know that I have gone to Publix and Whole Foods and Target. Oh, and Walmart within the past. I had, yeah.
I had gone.
No.
Not have.
I've been, okay, right. to
I gave
Target, Walmart.
A little bit. I gave Bria a little bit of my cake bread, you guys. Can you tell?
No, they probably can't because I'm still swinging normal, unlike you about a week ago. But anyways, I've gone to four.
Keep it up, Zach.
Four stores to get groceries and whatnot. Possibly infecting myself with coronavirus. No, and they won't let me hang out with one of my friends who's basically quarantined.
I'll tell you
themselves.
This. Croy, all of a sudden, last week you guys said, nobody's going anywhere. Nobody's coming in. This is it. Zach, you're staying. You're going to work out here. You're not going to the gym, right, Zach?
That is correct.
So you're going to work out downstairs in the
gym?
He's
supposed to go to work tomorrow.
Well, we'll see. Well, he's outside on a roof. He's not in like a building with...
Yeah. Get your roof done. Call Zach Boss.
For real. So Croy said, listen, nobody's going to the gym anymore. Nobody's going to restaurants. We're going to, you know, we have obviously four little ones. I mean, I am 41. Let's be real here. I just read how a 45-year-old person died.
20-year-olds have died. And,
but like, here's the thing is that I feel like there's a lot of misconception. Like there's like some...
Always have an underlying condition is what Brielle's answer is to me when I said so-and-so has it. So-and-so had it. So-and-so died.
Let me just say that I feel like there's a lot of... different, I don't know how to put this. I don't want to say like fake news about it, but I feel like there are conflicting reports from multiple people is that you just don't know what to believe. So I see a lot of my 20-year-old friends saying that, it's fine. They're like, oh, it's fine. We're still going to go out. But I think
like
Corey
and I explained to you though, you're affecting,
Finish. Even if you don't know, why not just be safe than sorry and fucking stay home, not go out, not go to the club for 1 weekend. It's not that hard.
But I think hanging
out with your friend who's been home and not doing anything is fine. They say no crowded groups or of 10 or more. That's fine. I was at a home with three people.
It doesn't matter, Brielle. They could not be showing symptoms. So I guess
you
it was
not
post,
be showing symptoms.
Post Malone's a musician Watt or
we
something.
All of us cannot be showing symptoms. Like that's so what don't you understand about that?
You're right. So I should be fine.
Good. What do you mean we're
you
good?
You might have it.
No, but so you could give it to Berta. You could give it to Anne.
So
you
wait,
could give
hold
it
on.
To somebody
so Anne is my massage therapist who's battling breast cancer right now. Please, everybody pray for her.
Berta's our 80-year-old nanny.
Right. But my point is musician Watt details Herring coronavirus diagnosis. He works with Post Malone, Brielle. And he is, 29, I think? Let me just tell you accurately.
Yeah, Kevin Durant has it.
He's 29. Okay. So here's the thing. On March 6th, he's felt really bad, like just sore muscles, whatever. And he went to the doctor finally a few days later. And they're like, oh, you have the flu. And he's like, what about this coronavirus going around? They said, no, you couldn't possibly have it. You didn't travel. Don't worry about it. He said, fine. 3-4 days later, he's like, man, I feel like complete shit. I was like hallucinating, losing my mind. So he went to the hospital, refused to test him because he hasn't traveled out of the country. He finally gets back home. He's out on oxygen because he has pneumonia now. And so he had a personal doctor, I don't know, friend or whoever, come to his house and test him for the coronavirus. It just came back yesterday and it's positive. So he's been battling this since March 6th, I guess 10 days or so, 11 days. And my point is he's 29. He was completely healthy. He didn't have any, you know, this one gentleman that I read about who just passed away. He was a coach, 21 years old, maybe Spain. He had was battling leukemia at the same time. So this virus, you guys, to me is so serious, and it's not worth it to leave and risk it. The problem with this virus is that it lies dormant. You don't know you don't have any signs or symptoms initially, and so it's
for
in your body.
Days,
and when you have it and
period.
You're sneezing and you're talking and you're laughing with your friends, you don't know you have it. And so it's not worth it. It's not worth it to, we have little ones in the house. We have like Croy said, our massage therapist and our nanny who's 80 years old. So I just think it's a time to really not be selfish, to really think about everybody else. And if everybody can stay home, I feel like this virus and this situation will just stop it and hopefully in its tracks in the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, I'm hoping. But I'm not a really believer in that at this time because I found out today that my kids are going to be doing virtual school, not just the work that they sent home that's 5 hours a day for me and Croy. You guys, I think it's a really great time for everybody to reconnect with their family, to put the phone down, to play games, to laugh. I mean, I love to be home. So for me, this is my lifestyle and it's not even affecting me. But like Zach said today, like, this is not real life. This is not real life. And I'm like, I guess for them it's not, because they go to the gym, they go to work, they go to Chick-fil-A, they go out.
I'm so disgusted with people saying that, like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, or, like, my friend's not, they're going out on the weekends still. They're like,
I that's just so disgusting.
They're like, we're going to die regardless.
That you can sit there and say, we need to go to work and you're not going to have a job in 2 weeks. And
like, I have somebody that's on Instagram that said last night that this is bullshit, that, you know, who's going to pay for your bills when everybody's not working for the next 2 weeks? All these small businesses are going to be closing down, which honestly, they probably will at this time. You know, there's so much going on.
This
is ridiculous. Everybody should just go to work, get over it. And I was just like, holy shit.
Well, right now, Vanessa Hudgens is actually trending all over Twitter because people can't believe that, one, she's 31 years old saying the things that she's saying and talking the way that she's talking. Because she was on Instagram Live, I guess, earlier saying, like, it's fine. This is all a big deal. Let's all just relax. I mean, I watched the video. She does sound a little annoying, but I've always been a fan of Vanessa. I think she's...
Look, nobody's saying...
But everybody's literally...
It's not her, right? She's 31, so it's not so much for her. It's for people that are a little bit older, people that have immune systems that are definitely compromised. It's killing them.
We're not... Nobody's saying this shit's going to be easy. Nobody's saying that you're not going to go through some hard times after this settles and all the dust settles and that people may be out of jobs. People they're going to be short on funds. Like, nobody's saying this shit's easy, but nothing is as hard as it can be if we're killing people. Like,
100%.
You can't compare hard times or struggles or whatever for killing hundreds of thousands of people, mm-hmm. because we just want to go around and act like nothing's wrong or nothing's killing me. So let me go drink, but then let me go visit my grandma or go touch the grocery store handle that an 80-year-old lady goes and touches and she dies because you were out last night and coughing all over your friends or touching drinks and touching bar mm-hmm. handles and bar seats that were infected with coronavirus. Like,
here's the thing. Ariana has been a little bit disappointed because prom has been canceled. And for her senior year, I totally feel her pain.
Her spring break.
I read an article that there was the college wrestling finals were happening like right now. And there's seniors that who have devoted their entire life to go for championships at that level, at the collegiate level, like where they have to wrestle for a championship and they don't get to wrestle
Thanks
for the championship.
For interrupting me.
That's years and years and years of work. Just gone.
Take a sip on the bright side with the new Dunkin' Matcha Lattes. Try the refreshing combination of sweetened matcha green tea blended with creamy milk, and you can enjoy it iced, hot, or frozen. It's a delicious way to hit the reset button on your day, and it's also just a delicious way to try something delicious. You guys, the drive-thru I recommend with the coronavirus and everything that's going on is your best option. Also, you guys put gloves in your car as well. And it's just a delicious way to drink something delicious. Enjoy a refreshing matcha latte at Dunkin' today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. I got a text message today from one of Ariana's friend's mom, who I adore. She said, what are you guys doing about spring break? We're trying to decide if we should go ahead and cancel our plans. I'm just taking a friend poll. And I responded and said, hi, love. We're still planning on going for now anyway. She's like, well, that's good. It's such a bummer for our girls. Everything was just moving along so smoothly for them. I said, I know. It's so sad. And Ariana has been like a little bit emotional and upset, like her graduation. Obviously, you know, who knows?
Let's start out by Ariana is a little crazy at times. So she's definitely been taking this out on us. And I'm trying to make it fun. I'm like, let's play Uno. Let's watch movies. Let's do all this. But she just wants to stay in bed. So I'm not really feeling too sorry for her right now because I've offered
her. She drove the golf cart last night while we ran. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's a chance for everybody to reconnect. You have no choice but to do that. And as a member of society, we're all in this together. And I think that everybody should sit the home.
Well, you know, what's funny is that I've been seeing on Twitter a lot lately that like this generation always tweets about how they just want to stay home, that they cancel their plans, that like they don't want to go out. And no, our generation. Oh. And yet now everybody has a chance and they don't want to do that. So they're all like, what the fuck? You guys are all fake as hell. Stay home. I'm taking this opportunity to clean out my room, reorganize some things.
She found a package from Loving Tan, you guys, that's been in her room for a month. And she said it never got delivered. And it's an adorable Gucci bag for her birthday that she just found in her room miraculously.
Well, so they asked me about 2 weeks ago and they're like, hi, did you ever get the birthday gift we sent you? Because they always send me amazing birthday gifts and Christmas gifts and whatnot every year. And I was like, wait, no, I actually never got anything. And last night at 2 a.m., I don't know what time it was in Australia, but we were messaging back and forth on Instagram and they're like, it got delivered. Somebody signed. I'm like, nope, that's not us. I don't know anybody with that name here. And then all of a sudden I look up and I see this DHL package by my bathroom door on top of a bunch of Chanel boxes. And I'm like, wait, maybe this is it. And there it was.
Yeah. Good job cleaning your room, sweetie. Oh, so anyway.
Great story. That was.
Back with Zach.
Under all the Chanel boxes. Yeah.
Okay. I just want you guys to know that Zach has a porno stash right now. I don't know what crawled up his ass last night at 1 o'clock, but he was shaving the mustache, the beard.
No, he was not shaving the mustache. He was shaving the beard. He literally has a stash, and his best friend sent him a picture today from the beach with a mustache as well. So I don't know what's going on. I think they're all losing their minds here. But you guys, take it as an opportunity to spend time with your children, watch movies, cuddle, snuggle.
Maybe do something you would never do. Like me, tomorrow I'm taking my nails off. I'm going to be nail-less.
Okay. Anyways, so here's the problem, or what my thoughts on this, though. Croy and I are now teachers. I always knew I could never be a good one. I don't have the patience or the energy. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I don't remember half that I learned in school anyway. So 5 hours today, you guys, 5 hours on kids' schoolwork. Last night, you guys, I'm embarrassed to say, but I got a email from one of my kids' teachers. And she was like, hey, just checking in. Haven't sent the homework in yet, and I need it. Basically, like, what are you doing? Like, where is it? And I'm like, I read it this morning. And so then today I was on a conference call and I got all this other work stuff going on. Cashmere has 300 plus employees. And I mean, there's a ton of stuff going on for just us in general. So she had called during a conference call. Then she had texted me and I was like, I don't know. I'm getting there. Like, I have 4 kids that we have to do their schoolwork with. They have videos to watch. Each of them had like 7 papers to do. KJ ended up doing most of the work himself. And then Corey had to spend an additional God knows how long. I mean, we spent over 5 hours today on their schoolwork. And that's a huge change for us. I know people don't think maybe that Corey and I work, but we really do. We have so much going on, and Corey manages my career, Brielle's career, and Ariana's, on top of starting a new venture that's coming up soon. I can't wait to share with you guys, Cashmere Collections and Cab Cosmetics, on top of everything else. So this is a lot for us. I'm not into it. I think we should, as moms, be able to drink wine at this time at about 12, even before lunch. I think it's totally acceptable. And I think that we should bathe in it probably at night, every night for the next couple of weeks until we figure out what's going on. But I just heard today that they're going to have virtual schooling for our children. So I don't know what that fucking means, if they're going to have to watch from the computer.
Oh, Ariana has to like FaceTime every day for 2 hours. She gets her makeup done. She calls in. She has to talk to them. I mean, that's how it's been going.
If they have to have virtual class, so we don't have 4 devices. Like, who's watching what and what times? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, it's either that or what? They're still in school till July. I mean, it's got to get done with. Like, you can't just forget about the end of the year.
Well, I know. I don't know. All we're saying is everybody needs to take a deep breath.
Stay at the home.
Stay home.
Wash your hands. Wash
do
your
what
ass.
You can do. Give everything your best effort, right? Don't panic.
Can I tell you guys something on a side note about Croy? I'm not trying to interrupt, but last night, I don't know what I was doing. I think I took a shower, was putting lotion on. I put a peel on because what else am I going to do this week? So my skin's like flaking off in layers. And I'm like, where the hell is my husband? We'd just gotten back from a run. And he's like, oh, we have all these Purell hand sanitizers throughout our entire home.
We've had them for years.
I was going to say, when we had the twins, you know, twins' immune systems sometimes aren't as strong as a singleton, as they call it. So we prepared for the twins, and we also had a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old at home. So we had these, you know, hand sanitizers kind of everywhere, and that you couldn't come in our house without using them. So we had them inside the door, though. Now my husband has a huge note in English and Spanish that says, before you enter this home or touch our doorknob, basically you must use this hand sanitizer, and it's outside the back door, the front door, etc. And that's what he was doing. But he's like, oh, I just put the hand sanitizer outside. I was like, oh, cool. And then I got up this morning.
He just put our $1,000 hand sanitizers outside.
Are they expensive?
Yeah. Boho said that she was going to order them for the salon because she liked how we had them all around our house, and she thought it was like a great idea. And she's like, I didn't know that they were like $1,000. And I'm like, wait, me either.
No.
Yeah, they are. She said on Amazon right now.
Well, right now, I'm sure they are. Yeah.
Oh, of course. So they're not actually that?
No, they were maybe.
Because I'm like, why do we have like the
metal? The little metal stand was maybe like $50.
And no, it was like $350. No, it was like $350 for the set.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
okay,
we also
you guys.
Have the hospital one up here too.
Yeah, we have the hospital grade.
You didn't wall. Even know we had Asteris.
I forgot about that.
I'm about to use that right now.
Yeah, it's just fold.
We have a hand sanitizer all over our house, you guys. And we're a germaphobe. We're germaphobes. Me and Croy and our nanny. Our housekeeper, unfortunately, isn't as big of a germaphobe as we are. But yeah, we're germaphobes. So welcome to the Beer Mints. Okay, you guys, we're going to jump right into Post Malone because here's the problem. Chick-fil-A tonight is closing at 8 o'clock and they don't have a dining room. So Brielle wants to run there and get some food because she feels like this might be her last meal.
Brielle is not going.
She's absolutely going to the drive-thru.
Not unless you're in a hazmat suit. Did you order a hazmat suit?
It's just
Croy said in
like,
order
ridiculous. I already went today to Panera, so we're fine. You're lucky I'm not going to Ichiban because I'd really love some sushi right now.
Okay, you guys, let's talk about Post Malone.
Wait, hold on a second.
I want to talk about the day like real quick before the actual concert. So I love Post Malone
and his team.
His name's Austin, so we're gonna refer to him as that because I feel like Post Malone's like saying Kim Zolciak in a sentence. But anyway. So Post is just really, Post is great. Post is really fun. He's so sweet and so kind. And we just, beer pong has become a thing in our house because of him. And
he's really down to earth for the level of rock star. He's just the best.
He's just great. And it's always so much fun for us to kind of just go backstage. Croy and I don't really go and do a ton of events and stuff like that. And this is something that we always end up, you know, obviously drinking too much at and having too much fun, but it's always a great memory. So this specific day, I had so many things going on. I ended up like taking half of a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and eating that. I was running around like crazy. So that's all I had. And I had a pretty bad migraine when I woke up. So I took Excedrin migraine when I woke up. My muscles were so tight from my run. And so I took a muscle relaxer and my doctor, I told him that they weren't working. For me. And so I said, they used to work for me, but they don't work anymore. And I take them like intermittently. They're not something I take every day. And sometimes when I run, I get super sore. It just depends on that time of the month. And so he said, well, you need to take two because you're probably on 10 milligrams, not five. So I took two muscle relaxers, ate half a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and then the phone rang and I got busy and just didn't eat anything else. So on the drive to the concert that night at 6 o'clock at night, I was like, oh my God, I have a Nutri-Grain bar in every one of my cars in case I get car sick, which is happens every time. And so I was like, I'll eat this Nutri-Grain bar, but my head is pounding. So I took Excedrin migraine again. And I was like, I haven't eaten for shit today, you guys. And so I was drinking some water or whatever. And I had my wine with me. I bring my own wine everywhere. I know people think that's like bougie as fuck. It's just that I get really bad migraines from, you know, alcohol that I'm not used to drinking or that doesn't work with my system. So like better wine, more expensive wines tend to work with my system, the tannins and stuff like that. So I bring my wine with me for that reason alone. So I have my wine. We pull up to the concert. We walk in. It's actually pretty quiet. It's only like Post, a couple people with him, and then it's me, Brielle, Ariana, Croy, Ariana's friend Abby.
Yeah,
it was her birthday, so that was our surprise to her as well. And then of course Post manager Dre, who we love so much, and you know it's just everybody's kind of back there. You know, maybe 15 of us are at max. So he did it at the Duluth Arena, or it's called the Infinite Energy. So it was kind of close to our house. Anyways, I'm drinking. We start beer pong. And I already am pissed before I start because it's not easy to beat Post and his guy. Who's the guy that plays with Post, Brielle? Because they're like a team that needs to just be divided.
There's just so many. It just depends on like who's actually.
Well, this guy played last time and I lost. So I said, can I toss like underhand? And he's like, well, this ain't softball, baby. But yeah, sure you can. So he approved me to toss underhand. And then I felt, well, he's pissed. I'm just going to fucking do it like everybody else is doing it. Didn't get a cup. Okay. Now, just so you guys know about Post, Croy had three cups in a row. And Post was like, fucked it, like mad. So we are all very competitive. It's not even probably healthy how competitive we actually are. But I'm drinking, I'm having fun. And then a couple of people on Post team want to play. And they're like, let's give it to Kim. She's lucky. Of course, I don't make it. More people are kind of showing up backstage. So I'm just drinking and having a grand old time. So all of a sudden, I remember vaguely somebody like, okay, you guys, we got to go. And like everybody ushering Post out, the team, everybody's like, come on, come on. So we're all like ushering out in a big crowd. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So then we get out to the stadium's lit up or whatever.
Well, you forgot that we were like hey, here's some Cheetos. You want some Cheetos? And you're like, no, no, I'm good. I'm good. So you didn't really want to take the Cheetos.
Oh, was I like hammered then?
You were kind of like, you could start to tell that you were feeling it. I've been drunk, you guys, literally.
Since I've been with Corey, I've been drunk probably 5 times in my life with him and maybe 2 times before. Like, I was a single parent for so long, I couldn't get drunk. But I trust Corey and know that, like, if something's going to happen. So now let's go back to the casino. Hold on, just two weeks prior, I was hammered as well. So I didn't drink for days after this, but let's just keep going. Brielle, chime in, asshole. Chime in.
I just want you guys to know that I knew my mom was a little turnt because I was talking to Michi, which is post friend, for a minute. And all of a sudden I turn around and my mom and Croy and Ariana and Aneshka are gone. And I'm like, wait, where is everybody? And so I just start talking to Jay, his road manager, and I was like trying to make conversation so I'm not like alone. And then I was like, I knew a ton of people back there. It's in Atlanta. All my friends end up going, and they all just, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how they get back there, but they're all there. And finally, I see Kim and Croy around the corner by where they have all the drinks. And so I'm like, oh, Lord. So I go up to them, and my mom pulls me aside, and she's telling me about this person in particular. And she's like, they have the energy, the best energy. Looking for it. And I'm like, at that point, I was like, I know she's hammered because she's like trying to set me up with somebody back here. And I'm like, God knows what she's been telling them about me and what they've been saying about me. Oh,
I don't remember this at all.
So we rush to the, I don't know what you would call it.
No, so, yep. So
I said auditorium,
right over there at the same time.
Oh.
This, because that's about where, but that's where you started to go down the hill. Mm-hmm. Was this was, you would, yeah.
So we go over to
But I offered her Cheetos and she's like, nah, I'm good. No Cheetos. I don't know where those came from. And I'm like, right, there's a brand new bag right here I just opened for you. No. And so I said, okay, well, can I hold your glass for you? And you kind of looked at it and you're like, no, I'm still, and so she's still sipping on it. I was like, okay.
Thanks, Croy.
Yeah. And
so we get out to this auditorium or whatever you want to call it, and the lights are on and it's bright, and Post isn't out on stage yet. And then I walk to this, like, it's almost like a UFC fight or something. It's like kind of roped off with like metal railings that aren't really connected.
Yeah, it's just a platform. It's like a platform stage with,
by the lights,
with metal bars to you know, section off.
This is his family and friends.
Right. Well, so they get there, and then immediately his manager, who we're really good friends with, like grabs me and he's like, come on, do you want to see him like get on stage? And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. He's like, we have to go right now. So I'm like, oh, bye mom, I'll be back. And she's like, where are you going? And I just leave. I go backstage.
So Brielle's backstage, and all of a sudden somebody's like, Kim, can we get a picture? I remember all this clearly. I must have took, I don't even know
the
how many photos.
Were still on in
the
there.
Lights were still on. I took I don't even know how many photos, and people were just running down these stairs to take pictures.
People sent me, like, I've seen at least 20 different photos of you, and you're looking sideways in all of them.
I thought I looked fucking great.
No, you look great, but you're like looking to the left, you're looking down.
Well, because I had, so anyways, I looked down, and at this point, there's probably 50 people, and security's pissed. And
well,
they're
this
like,
lady, she's getting overwhelmed. There's
she's
only
feeling
one lady
people
down
just
there.
Kept coming down and coming down and coming down. And I was like taking pictures.
In.
Like, without you guys, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I'm always so grateful to meet all of you. And so I'm taking pictures. I remember this very clearly. So how I turned so south so quick, I don't know.
Do you remember meeting Ike's daughter and her husband?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Who was Ike?
Now that you say that, I actually remember somebody saying that.
They were on the left-hand side of us on the stage. And they were like, Kim Croy. So then we went over there, and she's like, she says, I'm Ike's daughter. Like, and we were like, oh my God. Ike, he's a older gentleman who's done a lot of work on our cars for us over the years.
He's great.
And just a
all around good dude.
A fun part of our family. And
well, so I come back from backstage. I'm
lights go down. Everybody is sent back to their seat. And now I'm standing there waiting. I'm hanging out with Parker. I got some videos of Parker. We're dancing.
Parker's a good friend of ours. My mom's known him and his family for years.
100 years. And so I see a video of that the next day. Just having a great time myself, basically.
So I come back. Right, I'm backstage before Post goes on. You know,
Brielle gets him, and I saw the next day, like him coming up, and it's just really cool to see. And I love that you shared that with everybody.
Yeah,
that
I wasn't gonna record it, but Dre was like, no, get your camera going, get it right now. And I'm like, no, Dre, I don't see Post yet. He's like, oh, you're timing it just right, aren't you? I'm like, come on, I'm an Instagram queen.
Brielle is
what I'm doing,
so
okay?
Good with pictures and videos, you guys.
So it was literally just us, a couple of his friends, and Dre back there. And so he goes up, and I'm there for the beginning of the song, the end of a song, and I'm finally, Dre and I are like, well, let's just go back to everybody. So we walk back, but it's like I don't know, a pretty total long walk.
Yeah, it's opposite ends of the yeah. arena.
So by the time I get back there, I think Post is like 3 or 4 songs deep. And I finally find my mom. She's all the way to the left. She's between Parker. It's from left to right. It's my friend Santi all the way against a wall. Santi, Parker, Kim, Croy, Ariana, or Abby, and then Ariana. And so I try to like weasel between Parker and my mom. And I'm like, yo, Parker, what's going on? Whatever. He's like, yo, Kim is lit. And I'm like, what? And he's like, no, she's so much fun, dude. And I'm like, wait, oh, are we talking about the same person? So I look over and she's, woo,
oh,
shaking her shoes, recording like the ground, recording like wherever. And she's like bopping her head back and forth. And she like takes her shoes off. And I don't know if she dropped them or what, but she's like, where are my shoes? Like, get my shoes. And I turn around. I'm like, Croy, where's her shoes? And he's like, they're in my hand. Right here. Yeah, and I'm like, okay,
I got him.
Great. I took my shoes off.
Oh yeah. They half fell off, half like you were twisting your ankle in them, and then you kicked one off. But at the very start of the concert, it starts, and so she gets so excited because you're like, it's starting. So she goes to the front of the thing, and they didn't have the fucking railing secured right, and so I thought she was going over the edge.
Oh no.
Because you went to go grab the railing and it was like sitting straight up, and all of a sudden it bent at like 45 degrees, and I thought the thing was just going to keep going. And so we like tried to grab you, Ariana.
It would have been like a 10-foot drop, yeah, for real.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we grabbed you.
They would have fallen onto the lighting guys.
Yeah. So we grabbed you, and so then I was like, I was trying to figure out if it was like not put in right, and it was just fucked up. So
I get there and I see that her shoes are off. She's drunk. She's recording the floor. She's recording the top. She's screaming. She's woo. She's bopping her head. She's looking at me. And Croy's like, yo, let's give her some water. And he's like, she won't drink this water bottle. So I try to, she has her solo cup in her hand, but I'm trying to see if it's a little empty or not. And I'm like, you know what? It. Anything will help. So I unscrew the water bottle and I go to pour it in the solo cup, and she rips it away from me. She's like, don't touch my wine. I'm like, I don't want your wine, bro. I don't want to drink it. And so she's almost falling over the railing. And so Abby.
So she keeps swaying though.
Yeah. So Abby and I are like holding
it. Why didn't you just wrap your big arms around me?
I did. I was riding you like a bull pretty much.
Nah, man. You weren't listening to no one. Right. You were like, but I had to leave.
Who was with me? I was just by myself acting a fool.
No, you were right.
We were all like shoulder to shoulder, bro. Like, yeah. We holding were not you far. Up. There were so many people there.
So my left hand was holding the railing from you falling forward because you kept wanting to lean on it. You were trying to like totally lean into it. And so I had to keep pulling it back.
Me and Abby thought we were going to break our arms trying to like hold on to it. We were looking at each other like, what the hell? She's like, help me.
Right. So then I'm holding you up with my right arm. And then you kind of were moving away. And then you get your bearings a little bit. And then you start to like waver and fall back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so there's Dre goes to introduce me to one of these rappers, and I'm talking to them, and I'm being nice, and all of a sudden I turn around and Corey's like, yo, we gotta go. And I'm like, all right, Dre, I'm sorry, now's the time.
I remember inviting Dre back to the house. What's your real name?
Let me finish. Hold on. So,
I do remember that.
So as we're walking away,
not until you mentioned it to me.
I'm like, Dre, don't worry, you don't have to walk us to the front. There's this guy, Jay, who's actually his road manager, who's very sweet, and I know him, and that's kind of his job, so he'll take us to where our car is.
His day-to-day manager.
Yeah, his day-to-day manager. Yeah. And so I go grab Jay. But as I'm doing that, like, my mom's like 10 feet behind me, and she's like, Dre, like, what's your name? I'll tell the gate. Like, because I have to call them. They're not going to call Brielle. Like, I got to get your name. And I guess I don't really know what happened.
And Brielle, I remember Brielle like, shut up. We got to go. Like, she's got to go. I'm so sorry.
As Jay is taking us like all the way around the building to get to our parking spot.
I don't remember this.
He's like, I need to know his name. I'm like, Mom, it's Andre Jackson. I'm like, I know his name. And Jay's, my mom's like, no, like, yo, Jay, what's his name? And
oh my God,
I gotta call the manager right now. And she's just asking anybody she sees. She's asking like the security of the Infinite Energy Center, the people that don't even know Dre, what's his name? And they're like, hi, I don't know, ma'am. Like, who? Like, what? And so I'm like, you know what, Mom?
Was I walking?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
See?
With my arms around you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so
why didn't you just pick me up?
It was a long walk.
Well, so she decides.
I don't think you were going to go for that either.
Probably
you wanted
not.
To walk on your own.
She decides once we get outside, she's like, you know what? I just want Ariana and Croy in an Uber, and Brielle and me are going home.
Yeah.
And so we get in the car.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on with Ariana. You didn't care about Abby. Abby like was, didn't care where she went.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I get in the front seat of the car. My mom's in the passenger seat. Ariana and Abby are in the back seat, and then Croy like sneaks into the car.
I can't even get up in the fucking G Square sober. No. How did I get up in there drunk?
Lifted you in there.
Oh, okay, literally great. Picked you up. Well, so we pull out and she's like, "Where's Ariana and Croy?" And I'm like, "Oh, they got an Uber." And she's like, "Great." 5 minutes later, she's like, "I can't believe they fucking left me. They left me in the car with you." I'm like, "What?" And you're just freaking out. You're like, "They left me. I can't believe it. Like, why would they leave me?" And Croy goes, "Honey, I'm right here." And she goes, "Why aren't you in an Uber?" I'm like, "What? What do you want?" So I'm like, "Do you want me to take your wig off?" She's like, "No, don't touch it." And so finally she just like, I guess, kind of falls asleep, but like she falls asleep on my arm, which like I need to drive. And so like I go to the gas station, Croy had to pee, and I can't even like park the car because like I try to like move my arm a little and she's like, "No, get off me." And I'm like, whoa.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm just trying to park the car. Yeah. And finally she like flips over and has her wig like hanging over her face. And I'm like, "Mom, like, let me take it off." And she's like, "No, don't touch me." And I'm like, "Croy, do I unclip it?" He's like, no, like, "She'll take it off. Trust me." And so she didn't take it off. And I thought she couldn't breathe. So I'm like driving, like unclipping with one hand. Croy's trying to be silent as a mouse back there because he's not sure what Kim wants. I call Zach. I'm like, "Zach, please go to Waffle House, like get egg and cheese."
I told Croy the next day, "You didn't even fucking feed me." He's like, "Bullshit."
Like, we threw egg and cheeses at her in the bed and she did not want them.
Well, prior to that too, we had given her Cheetos and chips and she wasn't having none of that either.
Yeah, so
that's weird.
Honestly,
I like to eat.
And you know what's crazy is my mom's always like, "I've never been drunk, like I don't get drunk." And Ariana and I were like, "Yeah, okay,
you guys,
Kim.
I have never thrown up off of alcohol in my entire life.
Except for this night. She slept with the trash can right next to her.
It wasn't even like it bothered me throwing up either. It was just like, "Oh, well, here it is." And usually I'm like not doing it.
Well, but,
wait, so you can remember
that? What I was
that?
A little bit perplexed about was that you were in the bed. And I said, do you want to get up and go to the toilet or the sink? And no, you were totally cool with throwing up in the bed. And, you know, thank God I had my bearings and had a bucket that the kids would use if they were ever sick is in our room. We've gotten smart over the years and we just keep a bucket with a trash bag in it and 5 gallon bucket right there so the kids can always use it.
Well, I tried to.
So, but I put the bucket next to Kim in the bed. Like I had to like lay it on its side and kind of tilt it so that it would run down into it. But you were totally like, I think you thought you were just throwing up. I don't know where you thought you were throwing up at, but you had no idea that there was a bucket.
Just wanted Ariana at this point.
Oh, yeah. I tried to go in there and give her her sandwich, and she said, "Get out, Brielle. Get out of here." And so Ariana comes in.
Because she drove me home and pissed me off somewhere along those lines.
Ariana comes in, and she goes, "You know what? For once, Mom wants me instead of you." And I'm like, "Please. By all means, take
her." I never saw Brielle again.
Goodbye.
Never saw Brielle again.
Earlier tonight, she was like, "Oh, you know what? I can't believe you never helped me." And Ariana's like, "Nope, she did. She walked in the room. You said, get the fuck out." So she got out. I was throwing egg and cheese on wheat at you left and right. Okay. There was probably four in that bed at one point, and you wanted nothing to do with me or
them. Why would I not eat? That's weird.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of, I've got
to
run.
Brielle's running to Chick-fil-A. It's 7:30 Eastern Standard Time here in Atlanta, and she's got to get Chick-fil-A. So back with Zach and being Brielle. Thanks so much for joining us yet again. Hopefully they'll have their own podcast soon, you guys, for their own stories.
If that's something you're interested in, please comment
under my post of House of Kim
on Instagram what you would want us to talk about. It can't always be relationship advice, you guys. There's only so much of that I can give out.
But you guys can talk about how f***ed up your relationship is.
Or our weekends. Wait, what?
Back with Zach. Thanks so much for joining us.
See you guys.
Is your home like mine, cluttered with stuff you just don't use anymore? Clothes and shoes you don't wear taking up valuable space? Old phones hiding in a drawer? Toys and games that the kids just aren't interested in anymore? You know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you about an app that you can use to sell this stuff. It's called Mercari. Mercari is a selling app that makes it fast and easy to sell almost anything. It couldn't be simpler. You take a few pictures of your stuff, add a description, and boom, your item is listed. Then, once it's sold, Mercari emails you a shipping label, and you just stick it on and send it off. No meetups and no hassles. The app has over 500,000 reviews on the App Store with an average of 4.8 star ratings, so why not give it a try? With millions of people using the Mercari app in all 50 states, stuff really sells. You can sell everything from fashion to electronics, toys to sporting goods. Not only can you earn a few extra dollars, but you can clear up valuable space in your home. Over 150,000 items get listed every single day on Mercari. Santa has to get his gifts from somewhere, so why not from you? What are you waiting for? I know you have stuff you don't use. Sell it, ship it, and get paid with Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Store or head over to Mercari.com. That's M-E-R-C-A-R-I, Mercari, the selling app. So I guess what happened? I just started throwing up in the pail or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, I
felt it, like I was going to throw up.
No, I knew it was coming. Yeah, your behavior was... You were starting to kind of gag and
oh god,
and
I feel like it just came out of my mouth like softly though. It wasn't violent.
You didn't feel well, so I said, okay, well, let's get up. And
no, you were so annoying to me during this. I remember. Let's get up. I'm like, I'm not getting up.
Yeah. So I was like, well, okay, I guess she's okay with throwing up in the bed. And so then I put
nobody's
the bucket,
even thinking at this time. At this point,
I put the bucket in front of you and thankfully caught it all. And then we kind of laid. Got a towel underneath you, and
how were you feeling?
I was totally fine.
Oh,
totally fine. I mean, I was like,
tipsy. Why Brielle drove?
Not really. Not tipsy, but I definitely wouldn't have driven just because I had some drinks. But I totally was like coherent and with it and not stumbling.
So I don't know if it's just age or I don't know if Excedrin migraine. I know it thins your blood and I'm on Plavix every day, but these last two times of like drinking more than like a half a glass or a glass, whatever, the casino and then this situation. So I didn't drink you guys for days, like days. And Cora's like, you can't stomach it. And I was like, I could totally stomach it because I love my wine, but like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous to behave in that manner, to feel that crazy. Chloe and I were DMing about it. She's like, girl, I love it. Everybody's got to do that every once in a while. And I was like, you're right. And so, but like,
I'm shocked you haven't been like that. I can't even count how many times I was that way in college. Like
never.
That,
well, I was a mom at 19, right. So I never could get that way. I always had to be the sober one to drive everybody because I was a single parent anyways and I had two girls I had to get home to. So if I'm drunk and something happens to them, and so I could never really do that unless I had somebody spend the night with me, like I would never go out and not be with Brielle. I was always home with Brielle instead. That was yeah. I mean, I'm sure well, you know just, that about my personality
of course
now, but
that's who you are and very responsible and but I mean, that was how we let off steam as kids. Like, it was just fun. And so...
No, I don't think it's fun. It makes me like... I feel like, oh my God, I should text Parker. Like, I'm so sorry. Text Post. Like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Well,
Dre.
The cool part about it is those guys don't even remember either.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only person that ever really remembers is the sober one in the group. And that typically has never happened
that's
too
Brielle.
Often.
I want to say, though, on a side note in regards to Post and Austin. So, you know, I posted the picture of him and I and his eyes are like half shut and he's... Post, I've never seen him do a drug, you guys, ever in my life. He loves beer and drinks and smokes his cigarettes and that's it. And was totally sober backstage. I think he's putting on a show for you. He doesn't have like a band that he shows in the background that can like, hey, he's playing the saxophone or the drums, like kind of like Ellen DeGeneres or Saturday Night Live or whatever. Post is a one-man show. So his behavior... And what he does on stage is for entertainment. He just loves life. If you guys, I mean, I'm sure you can tell, like his demeanor and his personality. And like, what I think I love most about him is his carefree kind of attitude. When we were backstage, you guys, he left for a minute and came back and Don't Be Tardy was playing. And it was so fucking cute and just funny and great. And I don't know, I love his energy. I've met very few people like him in my lifetime. And I think that some of his, I guess, when it was Falling Apart song, people were like, he's doing drugs. And he's entertaining. That's what he does, and that's who he is. So
yeah. Well, I think, you know, we live in a society where people, I think, unfortunately, they look for people to fail.
100% right.
They want people to fail.
100% right.
They want to watch that tumble from people who have success. And it's an unfortunate part of our society and an unfortunate part of kind of... where things have gone with access to things and access to people and instant news and things like that. So, you know, again, a lot of people speak from uneducated perspectives. They don't know. They assume. They gossip. They spread rumors and false things. And so
it's gross.
Yeah. We have a close enough relationship to say, hey, look, nothing's going on there.
I promise you on my life.
There's a GQ article that came out about Post about a week ago, I think now. And he does talk in there about how he struggled through some things in as growing up and as a kid. He went through things like we all do. We all drink beer and we all do silly things, some more than others. But he did struggle, but he is totally in a healthy place right now. And
he looks the best he's ever looked.
Yeah, so
he's in shape. And
good for him.
He's so sweet to every single person, you guys. I just want you to realize, like, he puts on a show every single night in a different city, a different state half the time. And he also makes time for everybody backstage and to say hi to everybody. And just, I don't know, he's a really great person, for real. And if you ever get the chance to meet him, I'm sure you guys would definitely think the same way. His entire team is. That's the thing. The energy from his team himself is like the dream team. Everybody wants everybody to win. And I feel like maybe the reason why I love their energy so much and enjoy our time with them is because literally everybody in Post team want everybody else to win there. So everybody's in it for the same goal, and they love to see Post succeed, and they're all in it together. And I think that's very rare to find nowadays. And maybe that's why I just love the energy so much and can actually relax. I don't know, because last time I had a little bit too much to drink, but nothing crazy. Obviously next time it won't be as crazy either, because I think I was like so disappointed. I love Post concert. If you guys haven't gone, it's a must go to. I listened to probably 3 songs, right? And we left.
No. We got through.
Or I remember
would say we got through
3.
About 2/3 of the concert. We were there for about 2/3 of it.
Oh, well, I remember 3 songs. Anyways, you guys, so I'm going to jump on over to Tick Tick Boom segment. This is our IG comments and or DMs from people that are fucking rude. So let's just jump right into it right now, you guys. I took some screenshots and we have, okay, under my cab, 3. Brielle, Ariana, and I announcing kind of our lip oils. Kim_Robinson_Reynolds. I didn't recognize you. You have changed your face so drastically. You are pretty, but you are so beautiful with your natural face that you were born with. Actually, this is under Brielle's video. I'm sorry. Brielle has never, ever touched her face other than her lips. Kim_Robinson_Reynolds. So I'm not sure what that means. Brielle wears very little makeup as well, especially in this video. So she's not contouring or changing anything. Brielle has a really beautiful face. In fact, Brielle's face was used from a very, very well-known plastic surgeon because her like eye to nose, nose to lip, lip to chin, and then all of that in between, kind of the ratio and the symmetry of everything is kind of considered perfect symmetry of a face. And so her picture was used in a lot of plastic surgeons' books, actually, when she was pretty young. I don't know exactly how old. I don't want to incorrectly state. So thank you, Kim_Robinson_Reynolds. If your mom didn't tell you, you know, don't say anything at all if you have nothing nice to say, basically. Millie_Monroe, she got her face done. Oh my God. Brielle's 23 years old, just turned 23. What the f*** could she do to her face? Like, let's be honest here. What is it? So rather than be negative about it, Millie_Monroe, maybe you should say, like, you know, she looks so great. Is it the lip oil? Brielle's not doing plastic surgery. She's 23 years old. She doesn't need to do plastic surgery. Reflect back to the picture when she was 6 months old, 8 years old, 12 years old. Brielle has always had a very beautiful face. Her nose is perfect. My mom's side of the family has really beautiful noses. It's they call it a button nose. That's what they're known for. Brielle has it. So I don't know why you're saying that, oh my God, she got her face done. What the fuck could this girl possibly do at 23? I also wanted to bring to your attention 2 positive comments from Miranda_R7939. If you guys saw the Corona Chronicles that KJ, Kaya, and Cash did yesterday on my Instagram, which is so adorable, I posted it, and we're going to be doing it Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays only, because that's when Tracy's here, and Tracy tends to get them like going on a roll, and then I roll the camera. So Miranda_R7939 says, KJ is taking after his big sister, Brielle. I'm being a host. He is just absolutely killing it. Your kids are the cutest. So So thank you so much for that. That's really, really sweet. WST Coast Princess _. I love what you're doing here, Kim, keeping them active, keeping their minds going. They're creative and not just stuck in the house, bored on social media and games, back to connection and in tune to reality. Thank you so much for your comment. That's really sweet. I will tell you that my husband doesn't let them play any video games. And I did say to him,
that's not true.
Well,
on consoles, we've never done console video games. They do games.
But there's a lot of studies on actually being beneficial to them. I played Super Mario Brothers like with my against my brother, and those are some of my fondest memories. But I think I was a little bit older, maybe 12 or something.
Yeah. And we didn't have tablets either. Like they have
iPads,
the tablets.
Yeah, they have the tablets.
So they do the shape games. They do the I don't know, all kinds of swipe games and hand eye coordination games on the iPad. So, but I have not introduced them to console games yet. We try to seriously limit their screen time because they get screen time now in school. They get screen time to decompress with cartoons and their TV shows that they watch. And then they get screen time to do coordination and things like that. So it's just hard to try to balance that all out. So
they go to an amazing school, you guys, that I really actually love. And so with that being said, though, they demand quite a bit from them at such a young age. So they have a lot of schoolwork when they get home, and then we shower, and KJ and Cash are really into working out right now, which is like the funniest, cutest thing ever. And then they go to bed. So they don't have a whole lot of time for that. But I did ask Corey to get like Super Mario Brothers or something fun for them to play, especially during this time. And then also they're so used to filming. They've been on camera. KJ, they were all born on camera, in essence. And so they're all used to being on television. KJ hated the camera more than anything after he was born. We would have to stop rolling or remove him from the room. And then KJ became like a star. He was born to be a star, I feel like. He's got a great personality. He's very, very confident with who he is. And he's just like his dad. He can watch somebody do something once and do it himself perfectly. And so when KJ did his Corona Chronicles yesterday, and he kind of leaned back in the chair after, he's like, bye for now. And he leaned back in the chair like, that's what like... you know, live confidence. With Kelly and Ryan. Yeah, just he's watched that somewhere. Yeah. I just live for it. So I'm really glad that you guys are enjoying it. I figured it'd be a great way to kind of unwind and get some good news. The kids are having fun with it. By the way, Kane has no desire to do the news. I asked him again this morning, hey, Kane, tomorrow are you going to be on the news? Like, you could talk about rescuing puppies. This is a perfect time to rescue puppies. Everybody's at home. He's like, no, I don't want to do the news at all. And I was like, great, sounds good.
Cool,
so that's why he's not there. You guys, also, I just want you guys to know to check your local community to find out how you can help. Kids that are not in school may not be getting fed. And that's just the harsh reality of everything that's been going on. And they can't depend on that food any longer. Here in Atlanta, or Alpharetta, actually incoming, Meals by Grace, you can donate cereal, peanut butter, applesauce, canned goods, ramen noodles, tuna fish, fruit cups, jelly at 432A Canton Road incoming. It's the far left unit. You guys, I think it's super important to spend the time to just drop off even a couple bags of groceries to help these children get their food. This is a really hard time for a lot of people and people that live paycheck to paycheck. So there's so many things that you can do in your community and help others. And I know that you guys are probably already doing that, but I just wanted to share Meals by Grace just for everybody that listens to this podcast from, you know, Alpharetta. Coming area. You guys, the golden nugget is rubbing alcohol. Here's the deal. I realize hand sanitizer is not available. Toilet paper too, which I don't fucking understand.
So I read something about that.
Okay. All right. Shoot.
We think maybe have an answer. Like a huge portion of the toilet paper is manufactured and is delivered from China. And so people... whatever has been bought out is now bought up, and it being resupplied is going to come, it's going to become much more scarce because the supply is no longer going to be coming in because of the restrictions on goods. And I think, their ability to manufacture and all those things.
Right.
So that's what I read. I don't know if that's 100% true.
Shower and spray your ass off. You guys,
I think... you can also make a homemade bidet, too. Get a water bottle, put some holes in the top.
That's what Corey
did.
Water. Okay, asshole. That's what Corey did when I had the babies.
So you don't have to get in the shower. You can just.
You
squirt,
had to
squirt.
Rinse everything and keep everything going, as you women know. Congratulations to Malika Hack on her beautiful son, Ace. He's really beautiful. He looks just like his dad, OT Genesis. I have wanted Malika to be a mom for many years. I know that this is going to be one of her greatest loves of her life. She texted me today and said, Kim, I'm so in love. You are so right. I definitely feel like a mother-son bond. There's no words for it. So, also daughters, but I think the mother-son connection is just is unbelievable and something I never was expecting. So congratulations, Malika and OT. We love you guys. Rubbing alcohol, back to our golden nugget. You can just use rubbing alcohol, 60% or higher, to put on your hands to kill anything. But if you're staying at home, let's just use Dawn dish soap. They're saying 20 seconds, which is not the case. That's the case with hand sanitizer and rubbing alcohol, 60% or higher. That is not the case with washing your hands. You should do it for a full minute or sing the alphabet slowly and wash your hands, especially women, underneath your nails, all the way up to your wrist a little bit, past your wrists. Super important to wash your hands correctly. Lysol does kill the coronavirus. Lysol wipes do. So definitely, I know it's hard to get that as well. And also for us ladies, you guys, I did a peel yesterday just on myself. Just because I know this peel and whatever, but you guys can get peels during this time that you can do at home, or you can call the local spa and see if they're open. I know my dermatologist is still open. A lot of people still are, but if you're comfortable, get a peel. You're at home anyway. You can peel for a week. Take this time to really self-care. Take care of yourself. Take baths. Relax. Spend time with your husband, your children. Yeah, there's nothing else that we can do. And I think that this is a perfect time to really be grateful for where you're at. Think about and manifest where you want to be in the future, and also pray for the United States. I think that prayer and the power of prayer is amazing. And I think that as I see each and every day, there's more and more cases and more deaths. It's pretty scary. It's definitely pretty scary. So
hang in there. It will pass.
Hang in there. This too shall pass. I'm interested to see what you guys think about spring break. We luckily have plans to go to Florida, which is a drive. We decided not to fly this year. This is prior to the coronavirus. Very thankful for that. I'm pretty intuitive. Usually we go to Turks and Caicos. I know that these flights are really appealing to you guys. $50 here, $150 there. There's a reason for that. Like, you know, just take note on that. So my recommendation is to definitely stay home. Play dates for your kids, no go. KJ was invited to one of his best friend's birthday parties on Saturday. He did not go, neither did Cash. Play dates are off limits. Really spend time with your family and connect. I know Amazon says there's a delay on deliveries, but also when you get your cardboard boxes, the coronavirus lives on the cardboard boxes for 12 hours. So what Corey's been doing, which makes me giggle, because he's like very OCD and a germaphobe as well, but now he's like an extremist. But he's outside on the front porch spraying all the boxes with Lysol, and then he's got gloves on when he opens the box. But you guys think about it. If the coronavirus is on this box and you bring it into your home, it lives for 12 hours. People walk by it. People touch it. They open it. So just be very conscious of what you're doing when you're opening a cardboard box, which 95% of our boxes come in. Anything else, my love?
No.
Thanks, you guys, so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim. We'll be back on Thursday morning.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.